1. The Whole Brain Child, 12 Revolutionary Strategies to Nurture Your Child's Developing Mind. By Daniel J. Siegel, Tina Payne Bryson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Whole Brain Child, 12 Revolutionary Strategies to Nurture Your Child's Developing Mind by Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson is a book that provides parents with strategies to help their children develop healthy minds. The authors explain that the brain is composed of two halves, the left and right, and that each half has its own unique functions. They explain that the left brain is responsible for logical thinking, while the right brain is responsible for emotional and creative thinking. The authors argue that in order to help children develop healthy minds, parents must nurture both sides of the brain. They provide 12 strategies that parents can use to do this. The first strategy is to connect and redirect. This involves connecting with the child's emotions and then redirecting them in a positive direction. The second strategy is to name it to tame it. This involves helping the child to identify and label their emotions in order to better understand and manage them. The third strategy is to engage, don't enrage. This involves helping the child to understand the cause of their emotions and to find constructive ways to express them. The fourth strategy is to use the right brain. This involves helping the child to use their creative and imaginative thinking to solve problems. The fifth strategy is to move it or lose it. This involves helping the child to use physical activity to help them manage their emotions. The sixth strategy is to use the imagination. This involves helping the child to use their imagination to explore different perspectives and to find creative solutions to problems. The seventh strategy is to engage the senses. This involves helping the child to use their senses to explore the world around them. The eighth strategy is to provide a safe base. This involves providing the child with a safe and secure environment in which they can explore and learn. The ninth strategy is to use the power of play. This involves helping the child to use play to explore their emotions and to develop problem-solving skills. The tenth strategy is to connect through conflict. This involves helping the child to understand and manage conflicts in a constructive way. The 11th strategy is to model the mind. This involves helping the child to understand how their thoughts and emotions affect their behavior. The 12th strategy is to learn the lessons of emotion. This involves helping the child to understand the importance of managing their emotions in order to lead a healthy and productive life. The authors provide detailed explanations of each of these strategies and provide examples of how to use them. They also provide advice on how to create a supportive environment for the child and how to help them develop healthy relationships with others. The book is an invaluable resource for parents who want to help their children develop healthy minds. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Name it to tame it. Naming emotions helps children to better understand and manage them. This strategy helps children to recognize and label their feelings, allowing them to better understand and manage them. Name it to tame it is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. By giving a name to their feelings, children can begin to recognize and label them, allowing them to better understand and manage them. This strategy helps children to become more aware of their emotions and to develop the skills to regulate them. It also helps children to become more resilient and better able to cope with difficult emotions. By naming their emotions, children can begin to understand why they are feeling a certain way and how to manage their feelings in a healthy way. This strategy can help children to develop the skills to better regulate their emotions and to become more emotionally intelligent. Name it to tame it is a great way to help children to better understand and manage their emotions. It can help children to become more aware of their feelings and to develop the skills to regulate them. It can also help children to become more resilient and better able to cope with difficult emotions. By giving a name to their feelings, children can begin to recognize and label them, allowing them to better understand and manage them. This strategy can help children to develop the skills to better regulate their emotions and to become more emotionally intelligent. Main idea number two. Connect and redirect. Connecting with children before redirecting them helps to build trust and understanding. This strategy encourages parents to take the time to connect with their children before redirecting them, which helps to build trust and understanding between parent and child. Connect and redirect is a strategy that encourages parents to take the time to connect with their children before redirecting them. This helps to build trust and understanding between parent and child, which is essential for a healthy relationship. When parents take the time to connect with their children, they are able to better understand their needs and feelings, and can then redirect them in a more effective way. This strategy also helps to create a safe and secure environment for children, as they know that their parents are there to listen and understand them. By taking the time to connect and redirect, parents can help their children to develop healthy relationships and communication skills that will last a lifetime. Main idea number three. Use the remote of the mind. Teaching children to use their imagination to create a remote of the mind helps them to better manage their emotions. This strategy encourages children to use their imagination to create a remote of the mind that can help them to better manage their emotions. Using the remote of the mind is a strategy that encourages children to use their imagination to create a remote of the mind that can help them to better manage their emotions. This strategy helps children to recognize and understand their emotions, and to develop the skills to regulate them. By creating a remote of the mind, children can learn to take control of their emotions and to respond to them in a more positive and constructive way. The remote of the mind can be used to help children to identify their emotions and to understand how they are feeling. It can also be used to help children to recognize the triggers that cause them to feel certain emotions, and to develop strategies to manage them. For example, if a child is feeling angry, they can use the remote of the mind to help them to recognize the triggers that cause them to feel angry, and to develop strategies to manage their anger. The remote of the mind can also be used to help children to develop positive coping strategies. For example, if a child is feeling anxious, they can use the remote of the mind to help them to recognize the triggers that cause them to feel anxious, and to develop strategies to manage their anxiety. This could include deep breathing, positive self-talk, or engaging in calming activities. Using the remote of the mind is a great way to help children to better manage their emotions and to develop positive coping strategies. It is an effective tool that can help children to recognize and understand their emotions, and to develop the skills to regulate them. Main idea number four. Move it or lose it. Movement helps to regulate emotions and can be used to help children manage their feelings. This strategy encourages parents to use movement to help children regulate their emotions and manage their feelings. Move it or lose it is an important strategy for parents to use when helping their children manage their emotions. Movement helps to regulate emotions and can be used to help children manage their feelings. This strategy encourages parents to use movement to help children regulate their emotions and manage their feelings. Movement can be used to help children express their emotions in a healthy way, rather than bottling them up or acting out in an unhealthy way. For example, if a child is feeling angry, parents can encourage them to take a walk or do some jumping jacks to help them release their anger in a healthy way. Movement can also be used to help children calm down when they are feeling overwhelmed or anxious. Parents can encourage their children to take deep breaths and do some stretching or yoga poses to help them relax and find a sense of calm. Movement can also be used to help children focus and concentrate when they are feeling distracted or unfocused. Parents can encourage their children to do some jumping jacks or run in place to help them get their energy out and refocus their attention. Move it or lose it is an effective strategy for helping children manage their emotions and regulate their feelings. It is important for parents to remember that movement can be used in a variety of ways to help children express their emotions in a healthy way, calm down when they are feeling overwhelmed, and focus when they are feeling distracted. By encouraging their children to move, parents can help them develop healthy coping skills and emotional regulation skills that will serve them well throughout their lives. Main idea number five. Engage, don't enrage. engaging with children in a positive way helps to build trust and understanding. This strategy encourages parents to engage with their children in a positive way, which helps to build trust and understanding between parent and child. Engage, don't enrage is a strategy that encourages parents to interact with their children in a positive way. This strategy helps to foster trust and understanding between parent and child, which is essential for healthy development. When parents engage with their children in a positive way, they are able to create an environment of mutual respect and understanding. This helps to create a strong bond between parent and child, which can lead to better communication and problem-solving skills. Additionally, engaging with children in a positive way can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as well as promote positive behavior. Engaging with children in a positive way can be done in a variety of ways. Parents can engage with their children through activities such as reading, playing games, or engaging in conversations. Additionally, parents can also engage with their children through positive reinforcement, such as praising them for good behavior or providing rewards for completing tasks. Engaging with children in a positive way can also involve setting clear expectations and boundaries, as well as providing consistent discipline. By engaging with their children in a positive way, parents can help to create an environment of trust and understanding, which can lead to better communication and problem-solving skills. Main idea number 6. Use empathy to encourage an emotional connection. Empathy helps to create an emotional connection between parent and child. This strategy encourages parents to use empathy to create an emotional connection with their children, which helps to build trust and understanding. Empathy is a powerful tool for creating an emotional connection between parent and child. It involves understanding and sharing the feelings of another person, and it can be used to build trust and understanding between parent and child. When parents use empathy to connect with their children, they are able to better understand their children's feelings and needs, and they can respond in a way that is supportive and nurturing. This helps to create a strong bond between parent and child, and it can help to foster a healthy relationship. Empathy also helps to create an environment of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to foster a sense of security and safety for both parent and child. Using empathy to encourage an emotional connection between parent and child is an important part of parenting. It helps to create a strong bond between parent and child, and it can help to foster a healthy relationship. Parents should strive to use empathy to understand their children's feelings and needs, and to respond in a way that is supportive and nurturing. This will help to create an environment of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to foster a sense of security and safety for both parent and child. Main idea number 7. SIFT. SIFT is a strategy that helps children to better understand their emotions. This strategy encourages children to use the SIFT method to better understand their emotions, which helps them to better manage their feelings. The SIFT method is a strategy developed by Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson in their book The Whole Brain Child, 12 Revolutionary Strategies to Nurture Your Child's Developing Mind. The acronym SIFT stands for Stop, Investigate, Feel, and Talk. This strategy encourages children to take a moment to pause and reflect on their emotions before responding to a situation. It helps them to better understand their emotions and how they are feeling in the moment. The first step of the SIFT method is to stop. This encourages children to take a moment to pause and reflect on their emotions before responding to a situation. This helps them to better understand their emotions and how they are feeling in the moment. The second step of the SIFT method is to investigate. This encourages children to ask themselves questions about their emotions and to think about why they are feeling the way they are. This helps them to gain insight into their emotions and to better understand why they are feeling the way they are. The third step of the SIFT method is to feel. This encourages children to acknowledge and accept their emotions without judgment. This helps them to better understand their emotions and to learn how to manage them in a healthy way. The fourth step of the SIFT method is to talk. This encourages children to talk about their emotions with someone they trust. This helps them to gain further insight into their emotions and to learn how to better manage them. The SIFT method is a great strategy for helping children to better understand their emotions and to learn how to manage them in a healthy way. It encourages children to take a moment to pause and reflect on their emotions before responding to a situation, to ask themselves questions about their emotions, to acknowledge and accept their emotions without judgment, and to talk about their emotions with someone they trust. Main idea number 8. Engage the upstairs brain. Engaging the upstairs brain helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to engage their children's upstairs brain, which helps them to better understand and manage their emotions. Engaging the upstairs brain is a strategy that encourages parents to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy is based on the idea that the brain is divided into two parts, the downstairs brain and the upstairs brain. The downstairs brain is the part of the brain that is responsible for instinctive and impulsive reactions, while the upstairs brain is the part of the brain that is responsible for higher-level thinking and problem-solving. By engaging the upstairs brain, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy involves helping children to recognize their emotions and to understand why they are feeling a certain way. It also involves teaching children how to use their upstairs brain to think through their emotions and to come up with solutions to their problems. This can be done through activities such as talking about emotions, role-playing, and problem-solving. By engaging the upstairs brain, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions, which can lead to better behavior and improved relationships. Main idea number 9. Use the two-step. The two-step is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the two-step method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The two-step strategy is a simple yet effective way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. The first step is to help the child identify the emotion they are feeling. This can be done by asking the child to name the emotion they are feeling and then helping them to understand what that emotion means. The second step is to help the child find ways to manage the emotion. This can be done by teaching the child relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing, or by helping them to find positive ways to express their emotions, such as talking about their feelings or engaging in creative activities. By using the two-step strategy, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions, which can lead to improved mental health and well-being. The two-step strategy is a great way to help children learn to recognize and manage their emotions. It can be used in a variety of situations, such as when a child is feeling overwhelmed or frustrated. By helping the child to identify and understand their emotions, parents can help them to find ways to manage their emotions in a healthy way. This can lead to improved mental health and well-being, as well as improved relationships with others. The two-step strategy is a simple yet effective way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 10. Use the time-in. The time-in is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the time-in method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The time-in strategy is a great way for parents to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. It involves setting aside a specific time each day to talk with the child about their emotions and how they are feeling. During this time, the parent should be patient and understanding, and should provide a safe and supportive environment for the child to express their feelings. The parent should also provide guidance and support to help the child learn how to better manage their emotions. This could include teaching the child relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing or visualization, or helping them to identify and label their emotions. Additionally, the parent should provide positive reinforcement when the child is able to manage their emotions in a healthy way. By providing a safe and supportive environment, the time-in strategy can help children to better understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 11. Use the timeout. The timeout is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the timeout method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The timeout strategy is a great way to help children learn to manage their emotions. It involves setting aside a specific amount of time for the child to take a break from the situation that is causing them distress. During this time, the child can take a few moments to calm down and reflect on their emotions. Parents should also use this time to talk to their child about their feelings and help them to understand why they are feeling the way they do. This can help the child to better understand their emotions and learn how to manage them in the future. When using the timeout strategy, it is important to be consistent and to set clear expectations. Parents should explain to their child why they are using the timeout and what the consequences will be if they do not follow the rules. It is also important to be patient and understanding with the child during this time. Parents should provide a safe and supportive environment for the child to express their feelings and work through their emotions. The timeout strategy can be an effective way to help children learn to manage their emotions. It is important to remember that this strategy should be used in a supportive and understanding way. With consistent use, the timeout strategy can help children to better understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 12. Use the time-in/timeout. The time-in/timeout is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the time-in/timeout method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The time-in/timeout strategy is a great way to help children learn to manage their emotions. It involves setting aside a specific amount of time for a child to take a break from a situation that is causing them distress. During this time, the child can take a few moments to calm down and reflect on their emotions. Parents can also use this time to talk to their child about their feelings and help them to understand why they are feeling the way they do. This can help the child to better understand their emotions and learn how to manage them in the future. The time-in/timeout strategy can also be used to help children learn to regulate their behavior. During the time-in/timeout, parents can provide guidance and support to help the child learn how to better manage their emotions and behavior. This can include teaching them how to take deep breaths, count to 10, or use positive self-talk. Parents can also use this time to provide positive reinforcement for good behavior and help the child to understand the consequences of their actions. The time-in/timeout strategy is an effective way to help children learn to manage their emotions and behavior. It can help them to better understand their feelings and learn how to regulate their behavior in the future. This strategy can also help parents to provide guidance and support to their children in a positive and constructive way. Main idea number 13. Use the pause button. The pause button is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the pause button method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The pause button strategy is a great way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. It encourages parents to take a step back and pause before responding to their child's emotional outbursts. This gives the child time to process their emotions and allows the parent to respond in a more thoughtful and constructive way. The pause button strategy also helps children to recognize their own emotions and to learn how to regulate them. By taking a moment to pause, children can learn to recognize their own feelings and to think about how to respond in a more appropriate way. This strategy can help children to develop better emotional regulation skills and to better understand their own emotions. The pause button strategy can also be used to help children learn to recognize and manage their own emotions in other situations. For example, when a child is feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, the pause button can be used to help them take a step back and think about how to respond in a more constructive way. This can help them to better understand their own emotions and to learn how to manage them in a more effective way. The pause button strategy is a great way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. It encourages parents to take a step back and pause before responding to their child's emotional outbursts. This gives the child time to process their emotions and allows the parent to respond in a more thoughtful and constructive way. By using the pause button strategy, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions, and to develop better emotional regulation skills. Main idea number 14. Use the safe place. The safe place is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the safe place method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The safe place strategy is a great way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. It involves creating a physical space in the home that is designated as a safe place for the child to go when they are feeling overwhelmed or upset. This space should be comfortable and inviting, and should be stocked with items that the child finds calming and comforting. Parents should also take the time to talk to their child about the safe place and explain why it is important. This will help the child to understand that it is a place to go when they are feeling overwhelmed or upset, and that it is a safe place to express their emotions. Parents should also encourage their child to use the safe place when they are feeling overwhelmed or upset, and should provide support and reassurance when they do. The safe place strategy can also be used to help children learn to better manage their emotions. Parents should talk to their child about the different emotions they are feeling and help them to identify the triggers that cause them to feel overwhelmed or upset. This will help the child to better understand their emotions and how to manage them. Parents should also encourage their child to use the safe place to practice calming techniques such as deep breathing or counting to 10. This will help the child to learn how to better manage their emotions and will help them to feel more in control of their emotions. The safe place strategy is a great way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. It is important for parents to take the time to talk to their child about the safe place and explain why it is important. Parents should also encourage their child to use the safe place when they are feeling overwhelmed or upset, and should provide support and reassurance when they do. Finally, parents should help their child to learn how to better manage their emotions by talking to them about the different emotions they are feeling and helping them to identify the triggers that cause them to feel overwhelmed or upset. Main idea number 15. Use the calm down ladder. The calm down ladder is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the calm down ladder method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The calm down ladder is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. It encourages parents to use a step-by-step approach to help their children learn how to recognize and manage their emotions. The first step is to help the child identify the emotion they are feeling. This can be done by asking the child to name the emotion they are feeling and then helping them to understand why they are feeling that way. The next step is to help the child find ways to calm down. This can include deep breathing, counting to 10, or using positive self-talk. The last step is to help the child find a positive way to express their emotions. This can include talking to a trusted adult, writing in a journal, or engaging in a creative activity. By using the calm down ladder, parents can help their children learn how to better understand and manage their emotions. The calm down ladder is a great tool for parents to use to help their children learn how to better manage their emotions. It encourages children to recognize and name their emotions, find ways to calm down, and express their emotions in a positive way. By using this strategy, parents can help their children learn how to better understand and manage their emotions, which can lead to improved mental health and well-being. Main idea number 16. Use the wise advocate. The wise advocate is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the wise advocate method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The wise advocate strategy encourages parents to take on the role of a wise advocate for their children. This means that parents should be supportive and understanding of their children's emotions, while also helping them to better understand and manage them. Parents should be patient and non-judgmental when their children are feeling overwhelmed or upset. They should also provide guidance and support to help their children learn how to express their emotions in a healthy way. Additionally, parents should be willing to listen to their children's feelings and help them to find solutions to their problems. By taking on the role of a wise advocate, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions, which can lead to improved mental health and well-being. The wise advocate strategy can also be used to help children learn how to regulate their emotions. Parents should help their children to identify their emotions and understand why they are feeling a certain way. They should also help their children to find healthy ways to express their emotions, such as talking about them or engaging in activities that help them to relax. Additionally, parents should provide their children with positive reinforcement when they are able to manage their emotions in a healthy way. By using the wise advocate strategy, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions, which can lead to improved mental health and well-being. Main idea number 17. Use the mindful moment. The mindful moment is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the mindful moment method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The mindful moment is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. It encourages parents to take a few moments to pause and observe their child's emotional state. During this time, parents should focus on their child's body language, facial expressions, and words to gain insight into their emotional state. Parents should then use this information to help their child identify and label their emotions. This can be done by asking questions such as, "What are you feeling right now?" or "What do you think is causing this emotion?" Once the emotion is identified, parents can then help their child to understand why they are feeling this way and how to manage it. This can be done by providing reassurance, offering comfort, and helping them to develop coping strategies. By taking the time to pause and observe their child's emotional state, parents can help their child to better understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 18. Use the mindful listening. The mindful listening is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the mindful listening method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. Mindful listening is a strategy that encourages parents to be present and attentive when their children are expressing their emotions. This strategy helps children to better understand and manage their emotions by providing a safe and supportive environment for them to express themselves. Parents should be patient and non-judgmental when listening to their children, and should focus on understanding their feelings rather than trying to fix the problem. Parents should also be mindful of their own body language and facial expressions, as these can influence how their children feel. Additionally, parents should be aware of their own emotions and how they may be affecting their children. By being mindful of their own emotions, parents can better understand and empathize with their children's feelings. Mindful listening can also help children to develop better communication skills. By providing a safe and supportive environment for children to express their emotions, parents can help them to learn how to express themselves in a healthy and constructive way. Additionally, parents can help their children to develop problem-solving skills by encouraging them to think of solutions to their problems. Finally, mindful listening can help children to develop better self-awareness and self-regulation skills, which can help them to better manage their emotions in the future. Overall, mindful listening is an effective strategy for helping children to better understand and manage their emotions. By providing a safe and supportive environment for children to express their emotions, parents can help them to develop better communication, problem-solving, and self-regulation skills. Additionally, mindful listening can help parents to better understand and empathize with their children's feelings. Main idea number 19. Use the mindful breathing. The mindful breathing is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the mindful breathing method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The mindful breathing technique is a simple yet effective way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. It involves taking a few deep breaths and focusing on the breath as it enters and leaves the body. This helps to bring the child into the present moment and to become aware of their emotions. Parents can help their children to practice mindful breathing by guiding them through the process. They can start by having the child take a few deep breaths and then focus on the breath as it enters and leaves the body. Parents can then ask the child to describe how they are feeling and to name the emotion they are experiencing. This helps the child to become more aware of their emotions and to better understand them. Once the child is aware of their emotions, parents can then help them to find ways to manage them. This could involve talking about the emotion, using positive self-talk, or engaging in calming activities such as coloring or listening to music. By using the mindful breathing technique, parents can help their children to better understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 20. Use the mindful movement. The mindful movement is a strategy that helps children to better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy encourages parents to use the mindful movement method to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. The mindful movement method is a strategy that encourages parents to use movement to help their children better understand and manage their emotions. This strategy involves having the child move their body in a way that is calming and soothing. For example, parents can have their child do a few stretches, take a few deep breaths, or do a few yoga poses. This helps the child to become more aware of their body and how it is feeling. Additionally, parents can have their child focus on their breathing and how it feels to take deep breaths. This helps the child to become more aware of their emotions and how they are feeling. By doing this, the child can learn to better manage their emotions and become more mindful of their body and their feelings. The mindful movement method is a great way to help children better understand and manage their emotions. It helps them to become more aware of their body and their feelings, and it can help them to better manage their emotions. Additionally, it can help them to become more mindful of their body and their feelings, which can help them to better manage their emotions in the future. This strategy is a great way to help children better understand and manage their emotions, and it can be used in a variety of different ways.